The coronavirus pandemic has forced hospitals and doctors to move much of their work online. That shift to telehealth required big changes, from relaxing federal regulations to getting buy-in from doctors. SideFX Public Media's Carter Barrett looks at how medicine is being practiced these days.
Telehealth isn't new to the Indianapolis-based hospital network IU Health. 4 years ago, they invested in this technology. Still, Ian McDaniel saw a huge opportunity in early March when he heard about Indiana's first case of the new coronavirus. He's head of virtual services for IU Health.
Marked very solidly in my mind was when we got the first news of the first positive COVID-19 case. I literally stood up, walked out of the meeting that I was in, and started placing phone calls to my virtual care team.
Within a few days, they set up a virtual screening clinic. People who are worried they had COVID-19 could speak with a medical professional and determine next steps. This 24/7 clinic has now completed over 34,000 free virtual screenings. McDaniel says IU physicians were asked to jump on board fast.
And literally overnight, over a period of about 3 or 4 days, it became not early adopters, but we jumped the entire curve of adoption. And we said, no, this is just how you're going to deliver care. This is your option. And ready, set, go.
The transition isn't always seamless. Some hospitals and practices are new to this kind of technology and may struggle to fight through their own red tape, or they may face technical problems. But as COVID-19 cases piled up, new guidance from the federal government helped clear the way. Telehealth, which has been restricted to rural areas, was made available to patients across the U.S., and providers were allowed to use services like Skype and FaceTime that lack tough privacy protections.
It was quite immediately helpful. Many of the things they're allowing now are things that the field's been asking for years.
Dr. Joe Parks is medical director of the National Council for Behavioral Health. He's been offering psychiatric visits via telemedicine for years. He says the barriers to telemedicine were superficial. Having the federal government change policy was important because it controls billions in Medicaid and Medicare spending. There were other obstacles, too. Laws that varied from state to state and insurers that refused to pay for telehealth services.
None of this was ever about what the patients needed. It was either about professional territory or about protecting my state interest against your state interest. On the payer side, it was, well, I don't know if people really like this service a whole lot more, then I'll have to pay for it a whole lot more.
He supports telemedicine, but acknowledges that it has shortcomings for a psychiatrist, especially when done by phone rather than by computer.
I think the difficulty with doing it by telephone is I can't judge your facial expressions, and we express an awful lot with our face. And I can't really observe how you're walking, how you're moving, if you're having any tremors or tics.
One field particularly suited to telemedicine is dermatology, which helped pioneer it. Dr. Carrie Kovarik, a dermatologist with the University of Pennsylvania, published research on how to best implement telehealth quickly amid the coronavirus pandemic.
And I think now that physicians are being forced to do it, and even the patients are doing it, they're going to see that in certain circumstances, it's relevant.
She says the coronavirus crisis has created a pivotal moment for telemedicine, one that advocates of this technology have pushed lawmakers for years. Seema Verma, head of Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, said in a call with reporters that this push may result in the opening of telemedicine. But she added that Congress will have to be part of the conversation.
Do I think every clinician that has been forced on the platform loves it? No. Probably not. Do I think physical medicine and seeing your clinician in person is critical to certain parts of healthcare? Absolutely.
McDaniel of IU Health believes the pandemic will have a lasting impact.
This will fundamentally change what healthcare looks like as we come out of this COVID-19 pandemic.
From SideFX Public Media, I'm Carter Barrett.